Hi, it's Mac. It's McCormick here on Audio Boom. You know, through the week there, there was a little bit of a conversation went on, kicked off by an audio put up by Gwenclean Shannon, and followed on by various comments from Paul Leishman and also myself joined in. And it eventually took off on a wee tangent into family name history and Paul's history, Leishman. It's quite interesting, actually, although he didn't seem to think so. But it was involving his ancestors assisting with the use of leeches in medicine. And I think that's really interesting, but Paul doesn't seem to think so. But anyway, kind of led on to Paul putting up a piece of audio, a short piece of audio, just mentioning that and wondering what other people's name, history, origins, as it were. So I'll give you a quick one on mines, because like most names, they're derived and sometimes augmented, shortened, and various other words to describe how a name changes through the decades or centuries. So there's a load of things about my particular historical family name, clan. It's a clan, a true clan. But basically, it's believed to originate way back into, if you like, the history of the Kingdom of Dalriada, which was, it's pretty well known in Scottish history, if you read the books, it is. Don't believe it all. And the one that's always stuck with me, or the part of the story that stuck with me, was that we eventually ended up working alongside the MacDonalds, big clan MacDonalds. They were a massive clan in Scotland, and we worked alongside them. And I believe that we were foresters. Now, that doesn't mean we chopped down trees. It means, or it meant that we managed the forests and the land for the MacDonalds, looking after the deer and the grouse and the pheasants and all other kind of wildlife, not the trees in particular, but all the wildlife and the land, and looking after the land and the wildlife for MacDonalds. And occasionally they would throw us maybe a, you know, a wee pheasant to eat now and again as payment. So that's the one that stuck with me. The other one that stuck with me is that it was a derivation of a word that meant carpenter. Which is quite strange, because my mother always wanted me to be a carpenter. Very strange. I don't think she read the history. I think she just always wanted, because I was good with woodwork when I was at the school. And actually, I kind of thought about going down that road myself before I even learned about my family history. So, carpenter. So, I like to stick with the one in particular, although, as I said, there's many, many stories and derivations of the history. I like to stick with the one that at some point in history we joined ranks with the MacDonalds, which is a much loved clan in Scotland, and we joined ranks with them and worked alongside them, and apparently had a great relationship. I don't know at what point my clan moved away from the MacDonalds, or if we ever did, or did we all just sort of some of the Americanized movies of the Scottish people, we kind of drifted away at sunset, walked our own ways into the hills through the heather, and never seen again. Well, paints a nice picture. I'm not quite sure what happened. Or maybe we were massacred. But they obviously didn't get us all. Some of us must have escaped somewhere. So there you go. That's the history of my clan name. It's the best I can describe it to you. And it's not McCaughan either. If you want to find out, research it. The motto of our clan is Per Ardua. Yeah, go look that up and you'll find my real clan name. Okay, thanks for that, Paul and Gwenclean, for indirectly and unintentionally kicking off this whole event. Bye for now.